What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, Should I Wait Until the Boogaloo Happens When the American People Have Finally Had It from the Zionist-Controlled U.S. Government? And then we stand up and we take down creepy Joe Biden's administration. The answer is hell to the no. You guys need to understand that Boogaloo two-way rifle range is not gonna work, because we have to go back 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, there was this long-haired man walking around Palestine claiming to be the Messiah. Now, this man, he's known as Isa in Arabic, Yeshua in Hebrew, and Jesus in English. Now, Jesus, as we all know, is the Messiah, and he did fulfill all the messianic, he checked all the boxes to prove to the people of the time that he indeed is the Messiah, yet he was not believed by the people to be the Messiah. Now, for those of you guys out there who don't know, Jesus is known as Saifullah, the sword of God. In fact, Jesus himself said, don't think I came to bring peace, I came with the sword. You see, 2,000 years ago, the Jews were oppressed by the big bad pagan Romans. And the whole point of the Messiah was to destroy big bad pagan Rome. Now, things were bad under pagan Rome, but they were not bad enough. The Son of Mary was calling on the Jewish people to rise up against their tyrannical pagan oppressors, but the Jewish people were like, I don't think so. So, when Jesus realized that his mission is not going to happen, he said to the Jewish people, in 30 year time, all this is going to come crashing down. And as we all know, the Jews were the ones who crucified the Son of Mary. Now, the Jews today, they lie and they say, oh, the Romans did it. Hey, as far as the Romans were concerned, Jesus was just some homeless bum walking around town. That's all Jesus was to the big bad pagan Romans. They didn't even take him seriously. It was the Pharisee Jews, it was the Jews in charge of the temple, like Cephas, who condemned the Son of Mary to be crucified. You know, if I pay you to go out and kill somebody and that somebody pulls the trigger, can you say, well, you know, I didn't pull the trigger. They did. They're the problem. No. I am just as accountable as the person who pulled the trigger, if not even more so, because I'm the one who actually planned out the murder. So, you know, for all the Jews out there who say, well, it was the Romans who actually crucified him, not us. No. You are the ones who charged him and condemned him to crucifixion. Right? So, flash forward 2,000 years later. Who is big bad pagan Rome? America. The Zionist-controlled U.S. government is big bad pagan Rome. I don't think anybody on the face of the planet can dare say, oh no, Amr, America is a good, God-fearing country. I mean, for God's sakes, man, look at all the videos on MGTOW TV. They want you to fucking date transsexuals, for God's sakes, you know. Even the Romans weren't that bad when it came to paganism. So obviously, America is big, bad, pagan Rome. Now, a lot like Israel 2,000 years ago, we had our time to fight back. Just like the Jewish people had the time to stand up with the Son of Mary and fight back against big, bad pagan Rome, but because things were not bad enough, they said, no. And they betrayed Jesus, and Jesus said in about 30 years, all this is going to come crashing down. And in 64 AD, the Romans, they came in and they pretty much exterminated the Jewish people, and those who were left, you know, they ended up becoming slaves to the Roman Empire. Now, the Jews who were smart enough to see the writing on the wall, they left Palestine. Now, you guys have to understand, the word Palestine was made by the Romans, because when the Romans conquered Jerusalem, when did they conquer Jerusalem? I think they conquered it like the first century. They conquered it before Jesus came around. I know that for a fact. They named it Palestine. So Palestine is a Roman name. It's not an Arabic name. It's a Roman name. Because when the Romans conquered the Holy Land, they renamed it to Palestine, because that became a Roman territory. And again, the whole point of Jesus was to destroy big, bad, pagan Rome. But when the people were like, things are bad, they're just not bad enough, that's when they lost the chance to destroy big, bad, pagan Rome. This is where we are right now, gentlemen, in modern-day, big, bad, pagan Rome, under the command of creepy Joe Biden. We had our chance to fight back, but we didn't. Why? Because like TFM said, things are not bad enough. Guys, when things will get bad enough, okay? Your kids are gonna die because of the vaccine. The Zionists, they want an FDA emergency authorization so they can give the vaccine to like fucking 5-year-olds, okay? It's not FDA approved. You know, the vaccine is not FDA approved for kids. They're going to get an emergency, one of those emergency waivers. The vaccine is not, I repeat, the vaccine is not approved for fucking 5-year-old kids. But they're going to get a waiver, which is nothing more than the Zionist-controlled U.S. government saying, yeah, it's not approved, but you know what? We just want to kill Goyim, so we're just going to say, yeah, here's the waiver for it, even though there are countless drugs out there that can actually fight Scamarona. Not to mention, Scamarona pretty much doesn't affect young kids. But hey, the Zionists want Goyim dead. That's the whole point. The whole point of the vaccine, guys, is to kill Goyim. I've been telling you that for well over a year. So, when your kids start dying, when there are food shortages, you, the Goyim, are gonna rise up against big, bad, pagan Rome. Now, Biden, guys, I really don't want to say Biden, because Biden is senile. He really doesn't know what's going on. You know, there have been several people in the U.S. government who are saying that Biden is just, he's just in la-la land. That's where Biden is. Even Netanyahu said Biden slipped in one of the meetings. You know, imagine you're the leader of the so-called free world, and here you are fucking dozing off. You know, it's nap time. Kind of like back in kindergarten, remember when they had nap time? Apparently the White House has nap times for child molester Biden. So Biden is really not in charge of America. He's just an idiot that the Zionists use. George Soros is in charge of America and other Zionists like that. So in all fairness to Biden, I just can't sit here and say, Biden, this is your fault. I mean, again, the guy is senile. He's in la-la land. He has no idea what the fuck is going around. But how many Americans know who George Soros is? So, unfortunately, Biden has to take the heat on behalf of the Zionist, but it is what it is. So, Biden is simply a rubber stamp for the Zionists to get what they want to happen. And we have long lost the ability, the time frame, to stand up to the Zionist-controlled U.S. government. So now, our only option is to flee. As you guys know, I am leaving the U.S. I am fleeing to Europe. I'm going to try to live there. I want to live there. Okay? I'm going to scout out Europe, see what's going on, see the best safe zones for us refugees. Yes, very soon there will be American refugees, because a refugee, for those of you who didn't know, a refugee is somebody who leaves, who flees their country because they are being persecuted. Now, the idea here, guys, again, is that when you go as a refugee to a country, you just don't show up there and be like, yo, people, give me a place to stay, give me food to eat. You know, you have to be smart, because my parents came to this country fleeing Egypt. But we didn't come here as refugees because, you know, we were smart enough. Well, my parents were smart enough to see the writing on the wall. 40 years later, I, Amr Mitwali, I see the writing on the wall. And I know we have to leave America. We have to abandon America. We have to flee. The Boogaloo, the two-way rifle range, that's going to be bad for you. It's going to happen. But you guys don't want to be here, because this will be God's way of saying, hey, you guys had the opportunity to fight back. You didn't, because, you know, yeah, things were bad. They just weren't bad enough. You see, God wants you to take action when you still have choices. Look, man, I, Amr Mitwali, I can stay here in America. Look, you guys know, I was traveling throughout the U.S., the Southeast USA, you know. I can easily, you know, travel throughout America, California, New York. I can enjoy my life here in America, but I choose not to. Why? Because as a Talmid Chacham, as a student of the wise, okay, pretty much I'm a Taliban, okay, because I said it before, Taliban in Arabic is the same as Talmid in Hebrew. So as somebody who knows scripture, I know for a fact that we have to leave. And I am not going to wait until Joe Biden starts putting people in concentration camps, okay? I'm going to leave, and I'm going to leave right now. I'm actually, end of this month, I'll be, you know, while you're all celebrating Halloween, you know, hoping to see some girl's panties, you know, when she wears one of those nurse costumes. I'm going to be on a plane on the way to Europe. As you guys know, I'm going to go from America to Rome. I'm not even going to leave the freaking airport, for God's sakes. I'm just going to hop on another plane from Rome to fucking somewhere in Eastern Europe, okay? And there, I'm going to find a safe space, a safe, you know, a sanctuary city, if you want to call it that, for us. I'm going to be spending most of my time driving. I'm going to be visiting the countryside. I'm going to be visiting the mountainous areas. Yeah, sure, I'm going to go to the cities just to see how the cities are operating, just to get an idea of the people, but I am not going to stay in the city. You see, this is what you guys have to understand about God. God wants you to take action while you still have other options. When I am taking action right now, I am taking actions in the name of God. When you have to pick up your gun and go fight fucking Joe Biden, you're doing that because there's no food to eat, okay? You're doing that because your kids are dying. You're not doing that in the name of God. You know, Muslims start their day saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim means in the name of God, okay? When I start up this car, you say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, right? In the name of God, you know, everything, you see, everything we do should be in the name of God. You know, before I start this video, I say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, because I'm doing this video in the name of God, okay? So when you pick up the gun, you have the Boogaloo, the two-way rifle range, because, you know, Walmart ran out of food. That's not in the name of God. That's in the name of hunger. That's in the name of desperation. This is what you guys out there have to understand. God wants you to take action under His name, not because you are desperate, okay? When you're desperate, You're doing it in the name of hunger, in the name of your freaking kids, you know, dying because of a Scamarona vaccine, but you're not doing it in the name of God. And, you know, coincidentally, people, we live in a world today where a lot of people are mentally ill, a lot of people are despondent, and it's because people are not doing things in the name of God. You know, just about everything I do is really in the name of God, if you think about it, you know. When I go fishing, I say Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Why? Because I want God to bless me with getting a fish. I know you guys out there are saying, that's kind of a point, you know, kind of dumb, you know, you're going to throw a rod in the ocean. Well, guess what? Who's going to bring that fish to the rod, you know? It's not going to be you, it's going to be God, right? And that fish, you know, you eat the fish for sustenance to live, right? So it can be something as simple as casting a fishing rod out into the ocean and saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim, because you want God to bless you so you can get a fish to eat, you know? When I do MGTOW TV, you know, when I do a software update for MGTOW TV, or I have to restart the server or anything of that sort, I say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, because MGTOW TV is in the name of God. Now I want you guys to know something very important, you know. I don't know if you guys know it, but MGTOW TV is jihad. Yes, it is. You see, a lot of you guys are under the impression that jihad is you know, blowing yourself up, killing people. This is all propaganda by our friends at the Zionist Organization of America, okay? I told you before, there's no such thing as ISIS. ISIS is one big Hollywood production. I know, because I worked with CIA and Mossad. There is no fucking ISIS terrorist group that's just waiting to kill you. It's all one big Hollywood production, you know. Jihad means to fight in the name of God, you know. I don't have to sit here and tell you how many people worldwide MGTOW TV has positively impacted, you know. We have woken up so many people, hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, to what is going on. So yes, MGTOW TV is the ultimate form of jihad. Doing this video, this is jihad. When you speak up against terrorists like Joe Biden, this is true jihad. In fact, this is the best jihad out there. Why? Because you are benefiting other people. You see, when you go out and you fight jihad and you die, you know, you're dying so you can get them versions, right? Now, I, Amr Metwali, as you guys can see, you know, I'm living. So what purpose do I, Amr Metwali, have to make these videos? You know, I'm not going to get no damn version. I'm not going to get a slot. You guys know for a fact, nothing turns a woman off more than somebody who talks, than somebody who is into religion, okay? This video makes a woman's pussy drier than the Sahara Desert, like Coach Greg Adams would say. So I am not gaining anything from making these videos. In fact, I can't even put this video on fucking YouTube to make a couple of cents off of it, because Susan will kick me out again. And in fact, you know, as you guys know, I had a big channel on YouTube. I was making hundreds of dollars. It was only getting better. But because of videos like these, Susan kicked me out of YouTube. So obviously, these videos are not benefiting me in a worldly way. But hey, this is what jihad, this is why this is the ultimate jihad, because I'm doing this in the name of God. I'm not doing this in the name of making money. I'm not doing this in the name of fucking, you know, getting laid. I'm doing this in the name of God. So this is why I tell you guys out there, this is the best form of jihad, because you wake up hundreds, thousands, millions of people. Okay, so the bottom line I want you guys to understand out there is very, very simple. God wants you to do things in His name, because you choose to, not because you are desperate, not because your back is against the wall. You know, the Jews who betrayed Jesus 2,000 years ago, they ended up having to fight against big, bad pagan Rome. Why? Because literally, their back was against the wall. And by that time, God was like, hey, you guys had the opportunity. You said, go F yourself. You know, you said to God, go F yourself, God. And God's like, well, you all didn't stand up with me back then. Well, guess what? I'm not going to stand up with you when you're desperate. See, this is what you guys have to understand. God will not stand up with you when you are desperate, you know. Out in Hollywood, they say, never ever hire a desperate actor, okay? And one last thing to keep in mind, and this is one of the reasons why the Boogaloo, the two-way rifle range, this is why it has to happen. A lot of people out here have to die, okay? When the Son of Mary comes back, is it befitting for Jesus to be in the presence of some Shaniqua twerking and teaching her two-year-old daughter to pop her pussy on OnlyFans? Absolutely not. I'm not upset at Joe Biden. Heck, I'm really not upset at George Soros. The problem is not the evil people. The problem is the average normie who suffers from Marodonal Alb, who suffers from disease of the heart. You know, we are suffering today. Today, you and I are suffering, sacrificing, struggling because of degenerate people. Homosexuals, single mothers, all sorts of degenerates, all sorts of evil, degenerate people, and these people have to die. That's, you see, guys, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. God and Satan can work together against mankind. Think about it. Pagan Rome destroyed the Holy Temple. In fact, it was said that the Romans so desecrated the Holy Temple that no two stones were left together. This is how bad the Holy Temple was destroyed by big bad pagan Rome. So this just goes to show you guys that God can use evil people to do his dirty deeds. God can use Carl Schwab, George Soros to come up with this vaccine to kill degenerates. I mean, who's taking the vaccine? Homosexuals, single mothers, all sorts of degenerates, soy boys, simps, feminists, people who are weak-hearted. These are the people who are taking the vaccine. So as you guys can see, even though Biden, Soros, Zuckerberg, even though these people are going to hell, just like the pagan Romans went to hell, still, God can use them to do his dirty work. So the reason why all this is happening is not because George Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Carl Schwab, or even child molester Biden. It's because we have a lot of normies out there who are just wicked people, and they have to die. Now, you're not going to kill them. I'm not going to kill them, guys. That's God's job, okay? My job, your job, is to flee the West. Don't pick... You know what Islam actually tells us when this day happens? Break your sword, cut the string of your bow, and flee. Go live up in the mountains. Go live with an emir. Go live with the Taliban. And again, the Taliban can be the Orthodox Jews, the Orthodox Christians, you know, Muslim people, not fake Muslims. Okay? And you need an emir. An emir is a spiritual leader. This is what you want. You don't want a secular leader. You want a spiritual leader. This is where you have to go. So I, Amar Metwali, while I still can, I am doing this in the name of God. Okay, like I said, I'm going to go off to Eastern Europe. I like white women. I'm going to look for the villages where they have Orthodox Christians, where they have good, pious monks, and I am going to spend my time with these good Christian people. This is what you guys need to understand. You need good Christian people. Oh shit, let me go back a little bit. I'm on the damn train tracks. Fuck that shit. Okay, there we go. So, the point here that I want to tell you guys out there is that it's a very, very simple to understand that you guys out there, you need to do shit in the name of God while you still can. Because when it's too late, God is not going to be there with you. Just like Hollywood doesn't hire desperate actors, God does not support desperate actors. People, especially when you had the damn chance to do things in God's name long before shit hits the fan. I, Amar Metwali, I'm not gonna stay here in America until shit hits the fan. I'm leaving right now. Guys, before I close this video, I was traveling throughout the southeastern USA. You guys saw me. I was going into the ocean. I was swimming in lakes. You know, I was eating at Olive Garden, you know. For $9.99, guys, you can get unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks. This is not an ad for fucking, it's not an ad for Olive Garden. I'm just letting you guys know, if you guys want to eat for cheap while you are traveling, Olive Garden's $9.99 menu for unlimited soup, salad, and breadstick will fill you up. Even after tip cost me $13, guys. It cost me $13 a day to eat while I was traveling by going to Olive Garden, okay? So the point here that I'm trying to tell you guys out there is that here I am in America enjoying life, but yet in Australia people have been murdered by the police for not wearing a mask. Eventually, this will come here to America. Guys, mark my words. The way things are going with child molester Biden, very soon a lot of you guys are gonna be eating out of trash cans. Let me tell you something before I close this video, okay? When the Romans did a siege of the Holy Land, no food was coming in. Hunger was so bad in the Holy Land that Jews actually killed their kids and ate them. This is how desperate Jews were because they disobeyed God. They killed, they murdered their own kids and they ate their own kids out of desperation. All that because they disobeyed God. So if you guys are gonna sit here, I'm gonna fight the big bad U.S. government, modern day pagan Rome, while you guys out here are suffering, struggling, sacrificing, fucking eating roadkill, I'm gonna be somewhere up in the mountains, fucking hot bitches, and eating fucking lamb, veal, okay? So, God willing, of course. So the point here I'm trying to tell you guys, just the bottom line is, America is modern day pagan Rome. You guys had the chance to fight back. You didn't. You voted for Biden. And now it's too late for you guys to do anything other than flee. If you are smart, you will flee America and the West as a whole. And lastly, it's not Joe Biden, Carl Schwab, or fucking Mark Zuckerberg we have to worry about. It's all the degenerates out there, the homosexuals, the feminists, the simps, the soy boys. These people have to die. I'm not gonna do it. You're not gonna do it. God is gonna do his thing. all God asks of me and you is to get the fuck out of his way when he comes down here and starts pimp slapping us back into the stone ages. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.